Who here has done skydiving before? Hey, I haven't, so I don't know what it's like. But from what I've heard, I find it a pretty weird concept myself. Like, imagine being one of those instructors that, like, you go in front of them, they're jumping out of the plane, all your trust is with them, hey. Like, you don't know if they've gone jumped once, twice, 200 times. Like, all your trust is with a person that you can't see right behind you. They comfort you as you go up. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do all this, going to do all that, get in the plane. Yeah, we're jumping out now. You don't want to get out. We're pushing you out now. We're going down. You're screaming. They probably can't hear you. Boom, pull the chute. Hopefully you're safe. But also, you got to think of all the stuff that happens in the background. Like, this person has packed this chute themselves. A person has done something to this chute to make it come out perfectly. Human error is pretty big. Imagine the amount of stress they go through. Again, could have done it once, twice, 200 times, you don't know. How much stress is in that? You got to be pretty confident in yourself as the instructor. You can't just go up, nah, she'll be right, it'll come out. This all comes down to your faith, your trust in a person right behind you that you can't see. All right? So I'll quickly want you to turn to Psalms 27, verse 1. Psalms 27, 1. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So, we all go through our trials, through our tribulations. Some of us have jumped out of planes. I imagine it'd be scary going up there, jumping in the air. Once you start coming down, you're like, oh, apparently it's amazing for 30 seconds. It's a fast 30, or probably a long 30 seconds, depending on what you're doing. But for me, I've always wanted to go skydiving. Not afraid of heights. I'm telling you now, I'd probably be afraid going up there. Like, imagine jumping out of a plane, just waiting for that thing to drag from behind you and catch you. But we have this confidence in the Lord. We have this reassuring, undoubting confidence that the Lord will get us through any trial that we go through. Great example is, if you want to turn to Daniel 6, I'm sure you will know where I'm going with. Going with this. Daniel 6:14. Right. Daniel 6:14. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, no, O king, that the Lord of, I'm going to say that's Medes and Persians, is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the lion's den. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he delivered thee. And the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the signet of his Lord, that the purpose may not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God delivered thee from the lions? Then Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angels and hath shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. Then the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no man of hurt was upon him, because
he believed in God. So Daniel's faith in the Lord. I'm sure you've all heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den, and he was thrown in there, and when he was in there, again, something so fearful in a den of lions. You've gone from skydiving, something that could be pretty scary, to in a den with all these lions, and all you have is the Lord. He had this 100% faith that if he trusts in the Lord and believes in Him, that he will get through this. So he had prayer for. Prayer towards the Lord, and no harm came towards him. The mouths of the lions were shut. And this is his 100% faith. He had no other choice. He wasn't going to fight his way out the lions. So he had one option, have prayer. That was his first thing, his go-to. If you want to turn to Psalms 13, verse 5. Psalms 13, 5. But I have trusted in thy unfailing love, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. So the Lord had Daniel in this situation where Daniel just had to cry out to the Lord, and the Lord answered and delivered him from this situation. Now we can ask the Lord to trust us, to protect us, to provide for us, and all these other things, because we know the truth. We know that He will provide for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. But we should also have the trust and faith that the Lord's power, miracles and wonders are going to be worked on us in our everyday life. All we have to do is call upon the Lord and know that with 100%, everything that we put towards Him will be sorted. Once we've put it towards Him, we don't have to worry about it. And it's pretty special that we know that no matter what we go through, any trials, any tribulation, we put it towards the Lord and we're fine. Because we know 100% that once it's with Him, we don't have to worry. Alright, Ephesians 6, verse 6. Ephesians 6, 6. Not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as the Lord and not to men. So both Pastor Simon and Chris touched on this, like yesterday, and Chris today. Like we don't go to work and not do the job. We're there for a reason. We don't get paid for doing nothing. We have this. We're here on earth, and we have this opportunity to go out and witness to everyone that everything that we can. Like, we have this opportunity, and this to me speaks as we should, for our walk on this earth, we have this work that we should apply to the Lord. All of the work that we do for the Lord should be 100% for Him. We shouldn't do anything for our own personal gain. Like, I'm not going to set up this entire whole thing to be like, yeah, I did it by myself with one hand. It's pretty great. I'm not humble at all. Like, with everything that we do towards the Lord, because that's what we want to do. We have this life in the Lord. We have this opportunity, and that's everything that the Lord has given us. Why would we not do everything for Him? Why would we not bless His name? It's because 100% of this is towards the Lord. In 2 Peter chapter 3, 2 Peter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and works that are therein shall be burned up. The Lord can return in a blink of an eye. You don't, like Chris said, could be 30 years, could be 5 seconds, could be 20 years. You don't know. All you know is you need to be prepared for when that day comes. And all you know is you need to be 100% committed for when the Lord returns. Because if you're not 100%, who knows? Like, we need to make sure that we trust in the Lord, that we have the faith that He can get us through everything. Like we have this faith. We've all gone through our own trials and tribulations, and we've all experienced miracles from the Lord. We've seen like this proof and this healing from God. That's all we really need to see. If we can see that the Lord has done all this for us, then that's so much proof to us. Why can't we continue this on with all our works towards the Lord? Let's continue this flow of 100% is for the Lord. Because we could try and get through our trials, we could try and get through our tribulations by ourselves, but we know if we lean towards the Lord 100% of the time, it's going to be fine. All we have to do is put it towards the Lord, and everything's sorted. All right, I'll just leave my talk there.